came. All the world was in darkness. The sky above was in darkness. The waters below were in darkness. Raven set out to search for light. Raven flew across valleys and mountains. Alas, he spotted a tiny light at the edge of the water. The light came from the house of the Sky Chief. Raven perched high in a pine tree and watched. There, he spotted a beautiful Indian princess kneeling at the river's edge. She drank water from a woven basket. Raven changed himself into a pine needle and floated to the water. When the young girl drank again, she swallowed the pine needle. After some time, the girl gave birth to a child. The child was small with black hair. Raven had been reborn as a boy child. Upon Raven Child's birthday, Sky Chief and the elders had a celebration. They gave Raven Child a beautifully carved wooden box painted in beautiful colors of green, red, and blue. The box glowed. Raven Child opened the gift box and light poured out of it. Light flooded the room. Inside the box was a shining ball blazing with light. Raven Child took the ball and began to play with it. Then Raven Child began to change back into a bird once again. Sky Chief and the elders looked on in amazement as Raven plucked the ball of light into his beak and disappeared into the dark sky. Raven flew over valleys and over the mountains. He flew along rivers and across the lakes. Raven threw the sun high in the sky, and there it stayed. This is how Raven stole the sun and gave it to all the people.